It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A college student in Taiwan recently called the cops because one of her roommates ate her yogurt.
Oh, man.
She demanded a DNA test. And the cops did it. And they found out which roommate stole the yogurt, and they charged her with theft.
Oh, my God. Okay. How long is she going to have to spend in prison in a Thai prison? Jeez.
You were in college with roommates.
God,
did you have that problem?
No, I never did. No.
Okay. I'm sure a lot of people can't wait for this wedding. A woman who's getting married in Hawaii next year sent a Facebook message to her guests, and it's going viral. She set a dress code based on people's weight. And she's so mad it's going viral. Now she says she's going to make her guests take a polygraph test to find out who leaked it.
Who is getting married? Jeez, woman. Oh, my God.
Women under 160 pounds are supposed to wear green velvet sweater, orange suede pants.
What is she? What is she doing? A clown wedding? Jeez. Big red shoes. What the heck?
Women over 160 are supposed to wear a black sweater, black pants, and black heels. Men under 200 pounds
are
supposed
guys.
To wear a purple fuzzy jacket and white sneakers.
Okay.
And then men over 200 pounds are supposed to wear all camouflage with black sneakers.
Okay. Okay.
But first she has to get to the bottom of the, case. Who snitched?
Oh, boy.
Who leaked? Where's the leak?
Oh, gosh. Well, I hope this wasn't sent out via an incorrect text. A Catholic school teacher in Pennsylvania fired last week, Mike. School found out that she and her boyfriend were having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't planning on getting married. She wanted to do that when she wants to get married. Well, they said, no, that's not how it goes here at this Catholic school here.
Yeah.
So you just get out of here.
Can't do that, girl.
No.
Good.
Uh-uh.
Sends a message.
No. Yeah. Sends a message that it's 1942. But, and Dominic, you know what? He just applied for a job, had an interview and everything with the manager at Kohl's. Mm-hmm. And then as he was walking through, he said, I think I'll stop off in the shoes. And he stole a pair of Nikes.
Uh-huh. Not supposed to do that?
No, you're not. He picked up a Kohl's bag on the way out and put them in there. No, I brought these in from last time. Well, he didn't. He also got a couple of pairs of women's shoes. He just filled the bag when he walked out. Not a great way to get a job, but they caught him. He was charged with retail theft. Listen, if you're going for a job, they have an interview and everything.
Yeah.
Maybe try not to shoplift on your way out. I
was just checking security.
Yeah.
And evidently it works.
I see that position's open too. Doesn't bode well if you're stealing from the store you want to get a job at. But good luck.
Yeah.
Dominic, you won't need a job for a while. It's Monday. That's your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.